Okay, so welcome everyone, and let's start this afternoon's meditation session. And as always, I'll start off just by saying a few words about how to deal with problems and issues in meditation, and then we try it out in practice afterwards. And one of the biggest problems for many people in meditation is the thinking mind, the mind kind of running off in all kinds of directions, fantasizing and thinking about all kinds of things. And there's usually at least two, probably many reasons, but two main reasons why this happens. And one reason is because you're not enjoying the meditation enough, and the mind tries to find happiness and joy and delight elsewhere. And this is one of the main problems. And the other problem is simply that we are too interested in worldly things. And because that interest in worldly things, the mind runs off into the world, into all kind of problems and ideas and all kind of things to do with the opposite of the spiritual life, if you like. And the way to deal with the first of these issues, lack of happiness in meditation, is obviously to find more happiness in the meditation. And does that do by focusing on those parts of the meditation that are nice, the peace, the whatever it is there that is delightful. And by focusing on that, you increase your appreciation of the meditation practice. Down the track, you hopefully get some joy as well coming in your meditation practice. And as you do that, you become far less interested in other forms of happiness, like thinking, because this becomes a powerful pull. So this is a very important part of the meditation, is to see the delightful aspect of the meditation. The other aspect of interest in the world is to remember the deficiencies in the world, to remember the problems, that the never-ending kind of ongoings of the world, how it never stops. Last night I was talking about how the world goes according to cyclical time. It just goes round in circles all the time. We come back to where we started off. Nothing is ever really resolved. We encounter the same problems again and again and again. There is no real solution in the world. There is no real aim. There is no real purpose. You don't actually get anywhere. Ultimately, you come back to the beginning again. And once you get that, the world becomes very uninteresting, because there is no solution there. And because of that, you can withdraw that interest from the world and understand that if you want real happiness, it's going to be found in the spiritual life and not in the worldly life. Because there is no solution in the worldly life, real solutions are only found on the spiritual path. So by doing that, by giving value to the spiritual life, and withdrawing the value from the ordinary world and the interest in that world, you actually think much less about it, because you understand there are no solutions there. The solutions are to be found here. Okay, this is a little couple of little hints for you, so let's get into the meditation practice. Okay, everyone, so close your eyes and make sure you sit comfortably. As I mentioned, if you're going to be able to succeed and not fantasize and think about other things, you have to enjoy the meditation. And the first thing to be able to enjoy it is to sit comfortably. So make sure you have a posture you can hold for about 45 minutes or so. And once you are nice and comfortable, make sure also that you are really relaxed, that you de-stress to the maximum point where you're really relaxed and at ease. And an important part of this is just to have this feeling of being in a good place, the feeling of kind of leaving the world behind, and just again bringing up that perception of enjoying what you're doing here, and relaxing into the meditation. It takes time, so allow the process to happen here. just keep on relaxing. Ideally, you want to be so relaxed that there's nothing else you want to do in the entire world. And just sitting here and doing absolutely nothing. It's a very beautiful state in itself. So take that time to feel that relaxation. By giving rise again to the positive perception of meditation. Just feeling the sense of being in a good place, doing something very positive. And if you find yourself thinking or fantasizing in your meditation, just remind yourself very gently that there is nothing there in the world outside of any real interest or with any real meaning. It's just more of the same, with no real goal, no real final end, no real purpose, just new problems coming over the horizon. So withdraw your interest from that meaningless world outside and bring it back inside. This is where the real development and real satisfaction and contentment is to be found. Okay, any questions or comments from the audience before we go outside the venue? I want to say anything? Nobody wants to say anything? Okay, good. So let's move on to the external. And we have, this is from someone in Beverly. This is from Beverly in the USA. And this is the question. Having had long time abuse in which kindness was the main method of manipulation, fear arises when I attempt metta meditation. How do I retrain my mind? Okay, so remember that metta meditation is really about seeing the good qualities in other people, focusing on those good qualities. So you have to, I suppose you have to look at those good qualities when they are free from that manipulation or whatever it was that you were suffering. So look at those good qualities when they are free of that. I'm sure you have many examples in your life of people who have kindness which is pure, which is not manipulative and which is has all these other things coming with it. And so focus on those qualities. And sometimes what you can do metta meditation, you can do it not towards individuals. Metta meditation can be done towards like directions, for example, or you can imagine maybe the devas, yeah, like heavenly beings, beings who are very pure and who have very pure intentions, and then just focus on those purity of those beings and then wish them well wherever they may be. So it doesn't have to be specific people, it can be just towards the directions. In fact, if we look at how the Buddha teaches metta in the suttas, it is towards all beings, you know, to the north, to the south or whatever, and you can do it that way. And also remember that it's important to forgive those people who have treated you badly, and often that is the prerequisite for making meditation possible. And I know it is not easy to forgive because sometimes the hurt can be very profound, but you do your best and you try to move in that direction. Remember that forgiveness is not accepting the abuse or whatever. It's more, mostly forgiveness is about looking after oneself. Because if you don't forgive, you carry that hurt with you, and you are the one who suffers the most from not forgiving. But by forgiving, you allow yourself to move on, and then you can allow your own emotions to heal, and maybe you can even be able to help the other person at the end of the day. Okay, the next one is from Lucas in Switzerland. The Anapanasati Sutta says the breath meditation is a companion, not the exclusive object of attention. The Anapanasati and the Satipatthana Sutta says nothing about the cessation of breathing. Could you please explain why the cessation of breath and body is taught? Anapanasati Sutta says that the breath is a companion. I don't know if it says that specifically. I think what it says is that you are aware of the breath. You pajanati, which means to understand and be, you know the breath. Yeah, you know the breath as it goes in and it goes out. I don't know if it actually uses the idea of companion, but I guess you can regard it that way if you like it, like a beautiful companion in your meditation practice. The Anapanasati Sutta says nothing about the cessation of breathing. Well, one of the things, if you remember the Anapanasati Sutta, it goes through the 12 stages, and the first, no, sorry, 16 stages, the first 12 are all about calming the breath. Yeah, and the breath is there, but the very last step of that sutta is called the Vimochayang Chittang in Pali. Vimochayang means liberating, liberating the mind. And at that point, actually, is also when the experience of the breath ceases. And the last four steps of the Anapanasati, so this goes into a bit of detail now in meditation practice, but the very last four steps of the Anapanasati Sutta are about seeing fading away, viraga nupassi, contemplation, the fading away, Nirodha Anupassi, contemplating cessation, Patinissaga Anupassi, contemplation of relinquishment. Yeah, and so the cessation aspect there is the focus of the cessation that happens during the process of anapanasati, of mindfulness of breathing. Things ceasing, things fading away. And this is one of those wonderful experiences in meditation practice. As you become more peaceful and calm, the world starts to fade away. You feel the world less. You're more focused on your breath. You're more focused on the internals. Until eventually, the breath itself fades away and disappears. Gradually, things fade away and disappear. And this is what that Nirodha Anupassi in the Anapanasati Sutta is all about. And almost everyone has some experience of this. This is what happens in meditation practice. The very last step there is where the breath ceases, yeah? And then you kind of carry on from there. So it is kind of implied there, although perhaps not explicitly mentioned as such, because there's a more general expression of things. Okay, third question is from Daniel in Berlin, in Germany. When the beautiful breath starts, I sometimes experience fear and panic attack. How can I be safe in the future? Okay, so one of the problems there is perhaps that when the breath gets very beautiful, it's like you're starting to get transported into almost like a different reality. Yeah, you're giving up much of the reality that you are aware of. Things are becoming peaceful and delightful and a bit foreign. They are different from what you're used to. And that is why it can be a little bit scary. There's nothing to be afraid of. Yeah, it is the only most marvelous experience that anyone can have in their life, are these experiences in deep meditation practice. Nothing there to be afraid of. But so just gradually move towards this. Yeah, go there gradually again and again. And trust in this path that has been trodden by so many people before. As long as you feel that your mind is balanced, there are no strong defilements or problems there, and you are experiencing very positive emotions, and you know you're on the right track. You're doing really well if this is what is happening to you. So keep on doing it. Get used to these feelings. Know that many other people have done this before. This is just a matter of time before you are able to deal with this. Remember that the Buddhist path is a path of gradually letting go of one thing and gradually moving on to something else. And the degree to which we are attached to the ordinary world is also the degree to which it's going to be hard for us to let go of that world. And that's why fear can sometimes arise. But what we are letting go of is just suffering. And what we're moving towards is happiness. Okay, so good luck to every one of you. And that's it for now. Let's just pay respect to Buddha Dhamma Sangha.